It's time for X's and O's with Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Now, from the TCO studios in Eagan, here is the voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Hey, what's going on? It's Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. X's and O's with Mike Zimmer is presented by U.S. Bank. This is the inaugural edition for the 2020 season. Vikings and Packers, noon, FM 100.3, KFAN, and the Vikings Radio Network. And the head coach joins us now. Mike, how has the week been? Green Bay is in town Sunday.
It's been good, Paul. It's been busy, but good. We've been... focusing our attention on the Green Bay and the things we have to do to try to beat them.
Now, you'll of course miss the fans, and I know that bugs you specifically from a defensive standpoint. I don't know, but once the game gets going, the rivalry will take over. Do you sense business as usual even a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think once we get on the field and we start playing, everybody be concentrating on doing their job and trying to perform the best of their ability.
You like these games versus Green Bay more than most games?
Well, they're a really good football team. You know, they went to the NFC Championship game last year. They've got some terrific personnel. They're coached really well. And so, it'll be a tough test for us. So we'll have to go out there and we'll play well.
How long has the game plan for this specific game been ready?
It's just a normal week, really. I mean, obviously we've watched them quite a bit, and we know them fairly well, as they do with us. But, we try not to get too far ahead with the game plan. We get the players in the other day and had them kind of go through the basics of it, and we'll hit it again the rest of the week.
Now, speaking of trying to find normalcy, with a game with no fans, when it comes to being at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center or the protocol that's coming for game day at U.S. Bank Stadium, is it in any way becoming normal, or do you have to kind of rethink some things as you move along?
Well, the protocols change a little bit each and every day, and so those things change a little bit. But as far as the testing and the meetings and practice and things like that, it's pretty much normal now.
Now, with Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Mike, his yards per attempt has been down since you came into the division. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. We know that. No trash talking number 12. But how do you expect him to operate this season? Are things different with Aaron?
I really don't think so. I mean, I've got the utmost respect for him. He's an unbelievable player. He can make all the throws. He's very, very smart. Sees all the different types of pressures and coverages, and he's just an unbelievable player. And he's still got great legs to move around in the pocket, at 34 or whatever he is, and can make all the throws. So he's always a tough competitor and a tough guy to defend.
How about your quarterback, Mike, Kirk Cousins? Whether it's virtually or the last month and change, including training camp, what are you liking about him?
Well, I think Kirk's done a really nice job of, he's starting to show a lot more fire at practice, showing a lot more emotions. I think he feels so much more comfortable in the offense with it being basically the same. And obviously we're trying to play to his strengths like we always have, and try to do the best we can there. But Kirk's done a nice job taking leadership role, and I think he feels really good about things.
X's and O's, KFAN, Vikings Radio Network, and Vikings.com with Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, courtesy of U.S. Bank. Now, do you think in the arenas, the stadiums where there will be no fans initially, do you think that will impact defenses at all around the NFL?
Well, I don't really know yet. It's a little bit like maybe some preseason games as far as the atmosphere. It's not as cranked up, but you still go out there and, yeah, I think your competitive juices start flowing and you start going. I think we'll be ready to go, and I'm sure they will be too.
Well, you've seen a lot. You got that Super Bowl ring with the Dallas Cowboys. You've seen so much over so many decades. But, I mean, with this off season, tackling and just conditioning and everything, you know, even though everything's been done well here since you got him back. But tackling in that first game for everybody, I mean, that could be weird.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit different, you know, quarterbacks getting hit, tackling, you know, maybe seeing different things that you haven't seen. That's typical of a first ball game. But, you know, I do think that there's a possibility we may have to play a few more players, not knowing, you know, that if they can go 65 or 70 plays in the first ball game, and you certainly don't want to wear them out for the rest of the year.
Now, so many familiar names from 2019 gone on defense. That's not necessarily a bad thing in some cases, in my opinion. But with the new guys that you have, what are you appreciating about their energy?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing, Paul, with the new guys, they're just really hungry to learn. You know, it's like going back to step one with a lot of the players when we first got here. You know, they're very eager to learn. They're very receptive to coaching. Not that the guys we had weren't, but you just get to go back to the basics. And you know, I think there'll be some new energy. You know, we'll find out if they can play against somebody else right now.
Now with Green Bay, of course, we know they have Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams, the BYU kid. They add A.J. Dillon, second round pick, the big kid from Boston College. What do you think about him?
Well, I think he's a good back. You know, Aaron Jones is a tremendous, tremendous back. He does a great job in his route running. He does a great job of falling forward with the football, sees great seams. He's a terrific back. We're going to have to do a great job on him. But I think all three of their backs, you know, and Williams does a nice job. He's a little bit more of a power back for him and maybe a little bit more protection. But I think we'll see all three of them, and it'll be a good test for us to try and get the run stop. We didn't do a good job against it last year, especially in the first ball game, and we'll have to do better this year.
Now, Mike, with your defensive coordinators, line coach Andre Patterson, linebackers coach Adam Zimmer, with those roles, does anything change with them day of game, like during the game?
Not too much. You know, they'll still give me suggestions and still give me ideas, and you know, I'll use their eyes just as much. There'll be times when they'll have to take over, and while I'm doing something else with the offense or special teams, and so we're prepared to do that.
You feel okay about your middle pass rush into that first game? Because I mean, it is a land of opportunity in there, specifically the three technique spot. If somebody jumps up, I mean, shoot, there's a lot of playing time potentially.
Yeah, I think we got an opportunity there to do some good things. You know, Armand Watts has looked good in practice, and Hercules Mata'afa has done a nice job. So we're going to always try to pressure the quarterback, and you know, obviously he's a hard guy to pressure, but we'll do our best.
Maybe there can be some type of drill where you have Yannick Ngakoue, Ifeadi Odenigbo, and Hercules Mata'afa all together. I mean, it'd be like the all-consonant group, you know?
Right. It'd be tougher for you than it will be for me.
An opportunity to sign Pisatino Isamoah, too, probably, even though he's retired. Mike Zimmer, X's and O's, couple of quickies to close here. Since you got here in 2014, he was here a couple of years before you, Harrison Smith. What's it like coaching Harrison Smith?
Well, it's pretty easy to coach him. You know, you're able to talk to him about certain things, doing things different ways. He'll come up and ask me, you know, a question. The other day he came up and asked a question about something that we put in for Green Bay. And, you know, being able to explain the things to him was so much different now than it was, you know, back at the beginning of things. But Harrison's a terrific player, makes a lot of plays, sees a lot of things, very smart in his disguises and has been good tackler as well.
One of your corners, Holton Hill, you guys have given him wonderful, wonderful chances, not only out of Texas, but last season with the first half of the season. When everything's going well with Holton, what does he do well that you really like?
Well, Holton's a very good athlete. He's got great length. You know, he's about 6'2", runs really well, uses his hands not really, really well on the receivers. So you know, it's really consistency with him. Just making sure that each and every time he goes out there, he's the same guy and continues to use the same technique.
Now, with all these rookies, whether it's Cam Dantzler, Jeff Gladney, whomever, Justin Jefferson, offensively, with Justin, patience would be required, right, because of the virtual offseason and just everything being so new. He's a first-round pick. He's high-end. He's played inside and outside. But you might have to be patient early, right?
Well, I don't know. I think our expectations for him are very high. He's done a really nice job in the things that we're asking him to do. He catches the ball terrific, runs good routes. He's been working really, really hard at all the different alignments and the motions and the shifts and things like that that they have to do offensively. But we have high expectations for not only him, for all of our guys.
How about this? Your quarterback, kicker, and punter situation stable into the first game. That's good news, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of almost a first for us.
Hey, best of luck to you this year, okay? Thanks for doing the show.
All right, Paul, thank you.
Yes, sir. Mike Zimmer, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. X's and O's is presented by U.S. Bank. By the way, Miller Lite is celebrating the Vikings' 60th season with a limited edition 60th season can. Pick up one today at your local retailer. X's and O's continues around the corner on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings radio. And O's on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings radio network continues. Very special guest joining us shortly, and we thank Mike Zimmer for starting the inaugural X's and O's for the 2020 season. By the way, it's game day any day. Play the new Vikings scratch game from the Minnesota Lottery with a top prize of $100,000. Are you game? Just say, I'm in. Get more details at mnlottery.com. Marwan Maloof, second season coordinating special teams for the Minnesota Vikings, joins us now on X's and O's. How have you been, my friend? I haven't seen you in quite some time.
I know, man. I'm doing great. It's good to see you finally.
So were you doing well a few weeks ago when you didn't have preseason games to organize this special teams piece?
I miss the preseason games. I bet you not many people can say that, but from a special teams coach perspective, you know, it's a really good indicator and a good tool that we use to get these guys ready. But, you know, I love how hard our guys have been working too, you know, and we've been able to create some situations in practice thanks to Coach Zimmer and, you know, kind of find out where the pieces will hopefully fit this Sunday.
So when it comes to coordinating special teams and the preseason, Marwan, when you have all these rookies who eventually made the team, you got the Penn State track guy, Chisena, who also made the team, maybe because of his special teams prowess, yet you don't have those preseason games. For players like that, the younger players, how difficult is it jumping in there and, like, taking somebody's job?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, he's actually been doing a great job with the details of it. You know, PA, like, you know, the thing that you're right, you can't ever mimic a game, a preseason game. And, you know, what we have to try to create in practice are those situations where there's a lot of pressure. You know, there's a lot of things going on. It could be right after a team period. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're going into a punt. We're going into a kickoff period, which is, you know, what coach has kind of done a little bit. And, you know, we have to take what's given to us. I mean, everybody's in the same boat. You know, I don't know any other teams that have any preseason games. So, you know, we got to take that and then be as detailed as we possibly can and just let them understand how fast everything's going to happen. I mean, I think that's the thing that you can never mimic is the speed of the game at this level. You know, it's just so much faster than the college game.
You know, and Marwan, and viewing it from afar, I've always felt an underrated facet of special teams, specifically in the preseason, responsibility and organization, where, I mean, like Mike Boone and Amir Abdullah are fantastic on special teams. Now, if Cook and Madison are going the right way, then Abdullah and Boone probably won't be playing a ton of offense. So, therefore, when it's their opportunity to get into a game, you got to make sure you're paying attention, specifically if, like, it's a 12-play drive and all of a sudden it stops with a punt, you know, and you got lulled to sleep a little. The responsibility and organization standpoint, you know, that probably was missed in the preseason.
No, you're right there. I mean, those are the moving pieces of the puzzle that you talk about, and, you know, the alertness that you have to have, and just the knowledge of the depth and who's gotten what reps at what and who we can switch around if, you know, if one of those guys that you talked about, whether it's Boone or Amir goes into a game. Like, how, you know, how do we replace him? You know, if he just ran a nine route, like, what's the next move? And you're right. You know, that's something that Ryan and I constantly think of and we're constantly talking through. And I think that's important. And we have to keep doing that, especially more so this first game until, you know, we get the cobwebs out, so to speak.
And Ryan, being Ryan Ficken, longtime special teams assistant coach here, worked with Prefer, now works with Marwan Maloof. And the special teams coordinator is on X's and O's on the KFAN Vikings Radio Network. When I laid out those names, Marwan, I didn't put C.J. Ham in, you know, because as a fullback who now all of a sudden is catching passes like he did last year, you know, C.J. plays a fair amount on offense. But, man, has he become a good special teams guy, right?
He really has. I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, he was like the example. He was my clinic tape this offseason, because all he does, all C.J. Ham does, is everything the right way, you know. And he's somebody I have so much respect for as a pro, how he conducts himself, you know, on and off the field, you know, what he's like in meetings, how he mentors those young guys, how he gets everybody, you know, going. I can't ever say enough good things about CJ and my respect for him and how he plays the game, whether it's offense, special teams, and how he approaches it. He's outstanding.
Cornerback Chris Boyd was a demon for you last year. You know, and again, this is a corner from Texas who wants to play corner. And now all of a sudden with Rhodes, Alexander, and Wayne's gone, you know, maybe he'll get an opportunity to play a lot. We got 16 games coming up beginning this weekend. But that wasn't the case last year. And man, did he embrace playing special teams. He was a fantastic gunner. Do you expect even better this year?
I do. You know, I think it's going to depend on his role with the defense. But you just said it there, you know, PA, he embraced his role. And that's what we talked to these guys about from day one is, you know, embracing your role, what we're going to carve out for you, you know, whether it's, you know, playing a rep of gunner or, you know, being somewhere on kickoff or kickoff return, you know, whatever we decide that we're going to put him on, you know, he's done a great job of embracing it. And, you know, taking it as his own. And that's all you can ask for from any player. And I think our guys, for the most part, have done that really well here.
Can you imagine Hercules Mata'afa as a gunner?
No, I can't. No.
But he's fast. He's strong.
I love Herc, man. There's one guy, you know, I always mess around with Herc, and he's got a great personality and great sense of humor, you know. But, man, there's been some big gunners out there in the past. You remember Adalius Thomas a long time ago, and you know, like Bart Scott. I think I've had play gunner for me when I was in Baltimore. But Hurt's a big man. He's a bigger guy than a lot of people think.
So wait, no. you were in Baltimore when Adalius Thomas played gunner?
He was on his way out. He was, I think, in New England at the time. But I remember Bart Scott. We had Bart Scott. We had a guy named Antoine Barnes who was a linebacker that played gunner. Yeah, I mean, whoever's on the roster, and if you run that 4-5, you know, we're putting you out there. Let's go.
Hey, what if Harbaugh actually became super mad at Matt Burke one day, and he's like, "You're playing gunner in this next game"? How would being one of the vice guys? How would Matt do?
I think, and knowing how competitive Matt is, I think as soon as the ball would be snapped, he'd just run straight to the sideline. He's like, "I can't do that. I'm not doing that. There's no way. Put somebody else in or something like that. That ain't happening." You know. Now he could come in and protect. We could put him we could take a tackle out and just put him on the entire right side of the punt interior and have him protect two guys, but other than that, my man's not covering any kicks.
Harvard educated, that's why. This is Marwan Maloof, second season coordinating special teams for the Minnesota Vikings on X's and O's. KJ Osborne, tell us about the rookie Kane. What do you like about him?
You know, he approaches the game with a really serious attitude, asks a lot of good questions, you know. And, you know, we always talk as coaches, hey, there's no such thing as a stupid question. And there really isn't. I mean, he gets really, really detailed with everything in his game. He wants to know, you know, about the opponents, you know, who he's possibly going against, you know, regardless of what position we have him at. And that's the great thing about him is, you know, there's a chance he could be a really good, you know, football player from every perspective, whether it's special teams or, you know, even on offense. So I really like his approach, and, you know, you love his size, you love his speed. and everything that he gives you in those regards.
Now, anybody else jumping out at you? With Eric Wilson, C.J. Ham, Mike Boone, Amir Abdullah, they have equity. But we talked about Osborne, Chisena a little bit if he's ever active. But anybody else jumping out?
You know, we have a good group of, you know, young DBs. I like what Gladney does. I love what, Danzler does. PA, like, this is the year. I'll tell you what, I heard it before somewhere, maybe like last week, but, you know, it's a good to have a veteran group this year, you know. And I think, like, we have the right mix of veteran and young guys, because now those young guys can really kind of pay attention, and they have paid attention to a lot of the veterans while we've taken some of our reps, and they've learned a lot from these guys, you know, Mike Hughes and Holton Hill. I mean, those are really good guys to kind of, you know, kind of follow your game after. But I do like our DBs a lot, you know, and I think that they have a good chance.
Hey, Marwan, best of luck this season. Great catching up with you, and go beat Green Bay, okay?
Take care, my man.
Yep.
Best of luck to you.
Yep, see you, buddy. Marwan Maloof, special teams coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, concluding X's and O's. And X's and O's Weekly with Mike Zimmer is presented by U.S. Bank, the official bank of the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm Paul Allen. Thank you very much for listening. Vikings and Packers at noon coming up Sunday on the KFAN Minnesota Vikings Radio Network.